This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come tonight. Mark, you wanted to talk about rape culture. We still got to get into that, but we're deep into the story from Glenn Greenwald at TheIntercept.com about this new CIA director. Actually, I don't know how new he is. I presume he was appointed by Trump. Mike Pompeo.
He pretty much got rid of everybody else.
So yeah.
I would say that's a safe bet.
This guy has come out swinging against the First Amendment in sort of the under the idea that WikiLeaks is this big anti-government, anti-freedom actor, and that the government needs to put a stop to their freedom of speech because if they are allowed to continue saying what they want, that they will destroy the American way of life. Is basically, you know, I'm summarizing essentially what he said, but he literally did say that they are actively recruiting agents to steal American secrets with the sole intent of destroying the American way of life. He accused WikiLeaks of making common cause with dictators, while, of course, that's exactly what the CIA does. And, you know, we've got even more quotes here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And he said further that WikiLeaks is a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors like Russia. He says we have to recognize that we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us.
We can no longer allow Assange and who?
His colleagues.
To use the free speech values against us.
Mm-hmm.
That's frightening to coming from a government official. Basically, yeah. we can't have free speech anymore because it's too dangerous. I mean, that's Third Reich kind of stuff, people.
He also argued that WikiLeaks pretended that America's First Amendment freedoms shield them from justice, but they may have believed that, but they are wrong.
Hmm.
Justice
is in this guy's mind.
Issued a remarkable threat, quote, to give them the space to crush us with misappropriated secrets is a perversion of what our great Constitution stands for. It ends now. So I just wanted to recap for everybody just tuning in here as we launch into hour number two. Those are some of the outrageous quotes from this man, Mike Pompeo. Now, he made a longer statement in a question and answer session where an unidentified questioner asked him about the need to limit lateral movement, such as by using our First Amendment rights. How do you plan to accomplish that? He answered by saying, a little less constitutional law and a lot more of a philosophical understanding. Julian Assange has no First Amendment privileges. He's not a U.S. citizen. Okay, that's true that he's not a U.S. citizen, but it's false that he has no First Amendment privileges.
Right. The Supreme Court has ruled that there are certainly privileges that are afforded to people who are not U.S. citizens.
What I was speaking is to an understanding that these are not reporters doing good work to try to keep the American government on us. I think he means honest. I don't know. These are actively recruiting agents to steal American secrets with the sole intent of destroying the American way of life. That is fundamentally different than a First Amendment activity as I understand them. That's what I was getting to, he says. We have had administrations before that have been too squeamish about going after these people after some concept of this right to publish.
Yeah.
Nobody has the right to actively engage in the theft of secrets from America without the intent to do harm to it.
I love that he doesn't call the secrets lies. So that's what the NSA did. The NSA denied the truth. Well, not after it was revealed, but they would deny the sort of, you know, that they had the power to do this thing or that thing. And then WikiLeaks would come out and show, oh, yeah, there's paperwork that shows that, in fact, they have the ability to do that, too. And then just one thing after another, at the very least, this guy calls them secrets.
So he's acknowledging that.
Yeah, he's acknowledging everything that's been released is true. And if you're that scared of the truth, what kind of organization do you run?
Well, we already know. I mean, the government is a criminal organization of people who are more than happy to use the threat of and actual violence in order to achieve their rule over others.
Now, one thing's clear, that the CIA doesn't seem to have a problem with it. Many dictators and, you know, they've supported and democratically elected governments they've overthrown.
Greenwald goes on. He says, given how menacing and extreme this statement is, it's remarkable and genuinely frightening that it receives so little notice, let alone condemnation from the U.S. press corps. Most of which covered Pompeo's speech by trumpeting his claim that WikiLeaks is an agent of enemy power, or noting the irony that Trump had praised WikiLeaks and Pompeo himself had positively tweeted about their revelations.
Mm.
Pompeo's remarks deserve far greater scrutiny than this. To begin with, the notion that WikiLeaks has no free press rights because Assange is a foreigner is both wrong and dangerous. While I worked at The Guardian, my editors were all non-Americans. Would it therefore have been constitutionally permissible for the U.S. government to shut down the newspaper and imprison its editors on the ground that they enjoy no constitutional protections?
Right there. I mean, they're British, for God's sake. Oh, well, Britain, they get a pass.
Obviously not, says Greenwald. Moreover, what rational person would possibly be comfortable with having this determination, who is and who is not a real journalist, being made by the CIA?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, but the most menacing aspect is the attempt to criminalize the publication of classified information. For years, mainstream U.S. media outlets, including ones that despise WikiLeaks, nonetheless understood that prosecuting WikiLeaks for publishing secrets would pose a grave threat to press freedoms for themselves. Even the Washington Post editorial page at the height of the controversy over WikiLeaks and their diplomatic cables that they published in 2010 published an editorial headlined, quote, "Don't charge WikiLeaks," unquote. And in that article, they wrote, this is the Washington Post saying, quote, "Such prosecutions are a bad idea. The government has no business indicting someone who's not a spy and who is not legally bound to keep its secrets. Doing so would criminalize the exchange of information and put at risk responsible media organizations that vet and verify material and take seriously the protection of sources and methods when lives or national security are endangered," unquote. The Obama administration in 2010 explored theories for how it could prosecute WikiLeaks and even convened a grand jury to investigate, but it ultimately concluded that doing so would be impossible without directly threatening First Amendment press freedoms for everyone. As former Obama DOJ spokesperson Matthew Miller yesterday said of Pompeo's threats, quote, "Glenn Greenwald, it's also hollow. DOJ knows it can't win a case against someone just for publishing secrets."
Right.
But back in 2010, the Obama...
That doesn't mean you can't make it very, very difficult.
No doubt. You know, if Trump's putting his people on the Supreme Court, maybe they could win the case.
Not likely. Not the people that... Well, not Gorsuch at this point. He would have to take a real about turn on who he's putting in there.
But back in 2010, the Obama...
And remember,
DOJ,
the Supreme Court agrees 100% on more cases than it doesn't.
Okay.
So they tend to vote 9-0 on more cases than they don't.
I didn't know that.
They're a pretty good agency when it comes to looking at the law.
Well, I mean, they tend to look at the law in the favor of the state.
They tend to look at the law in the favor of the state.
I wouldn't call them good on that aspect.
I'm just saying that, most of the time...
Saying they could be as bad as, like, Venezuela's Supreme Court, okay. Yeah, they're not that bad.
I just said pretty good.
So you're only comparing them to other Supreme Courts.
Well, right? I'm just saying that...
We're not more free because of the Supreme Court, for the most part.
Most of the freedoms you enjoy came from the Supreme Court, my friend. Either affirming or ruling.
They've protected some of the freedoms over time.
Yes.
But they've also whittled them away with giving police more powers.
You understand the difference between the term pretty good and excellent, right?
There is a difference.
Okay. So if they were right 70% of the time, 30% of the time they were wrong, they'd still be whittling away at some freedoms, right?
Yes, they would.
Okay. So
that
I would say a 70% would be pretty good.
I would say they're not terrible. How about that?
They're not horrifying. I mean, they've had some very bad rulings, and I'm happy to hold them accountable, but you compare them to the legislature and the executive branch, they come out looking real good.
Okay, I'll give you that. They're probably the least objectionable of the three three branches.
I don't know what else you
could
do.
Just comparing cancers here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, is bladder cancer pretty good compared to lung cancer?
I don't know.
There's more coming up, though, from Glenn Greenwald on the attack, or what is supposed to be, well, maybe, the beginnings of an attack on freedom of the press in America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, rape culture. Mark wants to talk about that. We've also got a little more from Glenn Greenwald on the Department of Justice, CIA, under, I guess, attacking freedom of speech, attacking freedom of the press. And he's just digging into these outrageous statements by the boss man over at the CIA, Mike Pompeo, basically threatening to go after WikiLeaks and essentially saying the First Amendment doesn't apply to them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, Mark, tell me about Whole Food Multicomplete.
I just took mine before I came. What it is, it's a multi. Now, I call it a multi because it's not a multivitamin. Multivitamin means it has a bunch of different vitamins.
It has that.
It does. But it has seven different types of supplements. If you go to simplifymysupplements.com, if you just go to simplifymysupplements.com and you look at the list of ingredients, compare it to anything you're taking, because, you know, 60% of Americans, maybe more, are taking some kind of multivitamin currently. This thing just shuts them all down. It's such high-quality stuff. I've been taking multis for a long time. I started taking this, and I saw immediate changes in my life. Specifically, I lost weight, and my digestive output is better than it was. That's the terminology I'm using, but I think people can get the notion of what I'm talking about. It's been great for me. I can only recommend it for you. There are very few products that I have recommended throughout the years that I'll continue buying even when they choose not to advertise any longer. This is that good, and it's made my life better. Whole Food Multicomplete, you can get it at simplifymysupplements.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get your first order at cost, 30% off. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Yes, they accept Bitcoin. You'll have to email them to get the discount. But they do accept Bitcoin and free shipping on orders of $60 or more. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, coming up more from Glenn Greenwald and The Intercept on CIA Director Mike Pompeo's threats against WikiLeaks and other people like WikiLeaks. People that are revealing information that the government doesn't want to be revealed. He's talking about openly threatening these agencies, openly threatening the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that there's a old steakhouse, Monte Carlos. It's been in Albuquerque for a very long time, and it's closing down. It's going out of business.
Okay.
And then I ate there once before, and it was very good. But, you know, I used to like steaks. But what I'm saying is I think your show has helped convince people to eat less meat. You know,
why would that be?
Well, you know, do you remember I was talking about...
We're not vegetarians.
Well, I'm not completely, but I did stop eating... I still eat fish, but I stopped eating... regular meat, chicken, and beef.
Are you saying that you've called this show, revealed your dietary habits, and that you believe that Free Talk Live is so influential in Albuquerque that we have killed a steakhouse that has been there for decades?
Well, I mean, I think it's a contributing factor. It's not the only factor, because there's a lot of vegetarians that are trying to help people eat less meat. You know, like,
what do you think the value is in eating less meat?
Well, it saves our planet, you know.
From what?
So much land and feed and grass to raise one cow to make meat. You know, it takes so much water to grow grass.
Yeah, but cows are farmed, whereas fish are, fish are just pulled out of the ocean willy-nilly. It's the tragedy of the commons in many ways. They try to put caps on what people can fish and that sort of thing. But unless you're eating, say, tilapia, which is farmed.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was told that they want to farm them out in the ocean because there's
a good idea.
Demand for fish now. So they want to, they want to do it right into the ocean. They have nets and stuff like that. But what my point is that, you know, I mean, people were fine. I do fine without eating hot dogs and meat. I haven't ate. I'm just saying that some people do fine with the almost all vegetarian diet, like myself.
Do you think that some people some people need more meat than others do?
You know something? I really do. It depends on your ancestry, your physical composition.
I've heard blood type is an issue too.
Well, not really. But more like if your ancestors were hunters and meat eaters, like from like Russian background, or your ancestry for thousands of years have hunted and ate meat, and that's mostly your diet. You inherit that genetically. So then I was told that you could actually get sick from, if you come from those family backgrounds, if you stop eating meat, that you will get sick. That's what I was told. So I believe it. You know, but if you're...
People are different. That's certainly true. I mean, some people are going to respond differently to different diets, and we've certainly seen that to be the case as far as people trying to lose weight. Doesn't, you know, the same way doesn't always work the same for everybody who tries it. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. As far as the steakhouse is concerned, businesses come and they go. Just because a restaurant has been open for decades doesn't mean that it's not going to close its doors down. You know, it could simply be... I did look for Monte Carlo, Albuquerque. I don't see a news headline about this, but, you know, maybe she heard it on local radio news or something like that, or the words, you know, getting around town that they're going to shut down. You know, it could just simply be the guy who's owned the place has owned it for a long time, and he's just tired of it and doesn't want to sell and is just going to close it down. There's different reasons why a business would shutter.
I worked in the gym industry, and we'd always, the first presumption whenever a workout area would shut down was that the owner...
You mean the competing gym?
Yeah, the competing gym would shut down is the owner's on coke. I mean, it was the first thing that everybody would always say.
Is that because owners tend to be on coke? And they?
I don't know. I really never met anybody who shut down a gym. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's funny, too, because I know of, in my lifetime, at least, a couple of gyms that have shut down. My mom had she went to Jazzercise, I think they called it, in the 1980s in Sarasota, Florida, and that was one of the ones that they just closed the doors on one day. People showed up and the place was closed, and they walked away with however much membership money that they'd had from people. There was one right here in Keene, New Hampshire, just last year. That closed down. Daryl was going to that one, and then he tried to go one day, and they're closed.
Lumped.
You know, so it does happen. I doubt that this is an indicator that people are eating less meat. I don't know if there's any actual like studies that show that that's the case. I'm sure there might be some vegetarians in our audience that would know better than I about that. So feel free to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
I think you tend to see the things that reflect your own life, the things you're interested
sure.
in. So if you're turning vegetarian, you're eating less meat, you're paying attention to how much meat is eaten, you're liable to see, you know, how much other people are eating and, you know, ascribe some kind of number to that. Everybody's getting woke on this this subject, and I don't think so, whatever. I raised my own pigs for the purpose of having humanely raised meat and understanding sort of the process. And to me, it's just sort of a moral thing. You have to be willing to kill your own food to eat meat. I see it that way anyway. So, you know, I did that for a while.
Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. If you want to join us there, Skype username is lrn.fm. It's an open phones panel discussion where we talk about freedom for the most part, but we can talk about anything. Whatever you want to bring up goes here on Free Talk Live. Sarah just called in about vegetarianism, proclaiming that the downfall of a local steakhouse, or the alleged downfall, I can't find any news about the Monte Carlo and Albuquerque closing, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. The alleged downfall, and attributing it to Free Talk Live, which, you know, I she's done this before where she's called and attributed, what was it, some sort of reduction in traffic fatalities or something like that. I forget what it was, but some other thing we couldn't possibly have really had any significant impact on.
Well, I don't know whether we have significant impact or not. That's you don't have any more
evidence
than Sarah does when she makes these claims.
Right. I just tend to presume that that talk radio hosts don't hardly ever have the impact that they would like to think that they can.
They probably have, in your case, you probably have a different impact than you would like to have. I don't know what it comes, you know, on this. I suspect that it just sounds ludicrous that somehow one call she made at one point regarding her dietary changes has somehow caused a sit-take house in her town to shut down.
I mean, radio is a great medium, but I don't know if it's got that power.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can join us here. By the way, I did see an interesting react. I like the React channel on the YouTube, and you know where they'll have like people will try food, for instance, and react to it, or they'll react to online videos. And so they did a taste test challenge where they had the I think it was vegan. Yeah, they had vegan, like a vegan hot dog, and then a regular hot dog.
But that's good.
And then they had, you know, vegan, some other vegan thing, and the regular thing. Yeah. And so they had people.
Bacon.
I don't. Yeah, I think bacon. I don't remember.
It's the most popular meat right now.
Well, anyway,
as a pig farmer, I'd like to talk to all you bacon folks out there. Don't give the pig all the credit for bacon. Remember, the pig just provides the meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person who
somebody's
goes into
chop him up.
And smoking.
Yeah.
It's not just cutting, it's smoking. Also, you don't know anything about cheek bacon.
No, I've never heard of that.
Right. You know, it's because it generally goes
is this to a delicacy?
The families of the people who work at the meat cutters.
Oh, because it's the best bacon?
It's cheek bacon, best bacon.
Is it from the butt cheek or the cheek of the mouth?
No, it's from the mouth.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, and it's smoked just like that. But the smoking process is extraordinarily important. You can get good smoking and bad smoking.
Right.
You know, of course, it's your preference when it comes to this. It's not just, you know, bacon bits or, you know, whatever, bacon seeds, the terminology they use for piglets and that kind of thing. No, pigs don't make bacon. Pigs make meat. And then that meat is treated in certain ways.
So the reactions were, the results from the react were mixed. There were some things where it was pretty obvious what the vegan product was, and it was inferior. And there were other things where they couldn't really tell the difference. I think there was somebody who thought the vegan hot dog was the real hot dog, but the other hot dog wasn't, and so they had it mixed up.
I'm glad they've gotten that close. I think that there's value to that. It's going to be a long, long road to hoe to change people's minds about the things that they eat. But the dedication of vegans is amazing, and they've been pretty successful. Consider libertarians and their lack of success around changing people's minds. You know, and vegans seem to do far better, and I think that a lot of it has to do with sort of empathizing, not being scared to come out and say what it is that's on your mind. Vegans will tell you what they think.
That can push people away, though. Some of them can be kind of pushy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the old joke, a vegan, a CrossFitter, an atheist walk into a bar. Nobody asked them, but they told us all within 10 seconds of arriving. Right? Like that's the joke. Now, I don't know anything about CrossFit, but I hear the people who do it. I've seen a few people on Facebook are really into their CrossFit stuff. My God, that's great, too.
Good. Getting fit. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like that? Atheists, I kind of wonder to myself, what exactly are you trying to achieve by disabusing people of their notions of religion or whatever, but I can be lured into conversations about religion, so I kind of know where they're coming from on that one. But vegans, they're very, very successful. Atheists are being successful, too, over time. It's the indignation that libertarians, atheists, and vegans seem to have that I think drives people away. They got to look more towards empathy, asking questions, trying to see what people are trying to achieve in life, and showing what their value system can do to help people achieve that.
Good advice. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So we were sharing with you some of these comments from the CIA director, basically just on the attack against freedom of the press, attacking WikiLeaks specifically and its colleagues, people who would be friendly towards WikiLeaks or similar to WikiLeaks, basically just throwing out the idea that you don't have the right to question the government, that you don't have the right to expose government secrets. And it's some of these quotes are pretty outrageous. Glenn Greenwald over at TheIntercept.com has been analyzing this and comparing it to the Obama Department of Justice, which in 2010, he says, did briefly flirt with but then abandoned the possibility that they could get around their the problem by alleging that WikiLeaks did more than merely publish secrets, that it actively collaborated with its source, which was at that time Chelsea Manning, on what documents to take. As the New York Times' Charlie Savage reported then, quote, a government official familiar with the investigation said that treating WikiLeaks different from newspapers might be facilitated if investigators found any evidence that Mr. Assange aided the leaker, who is believed to be a low-level Army intelligence analyst, for example, by directing him to look for certain things and providing technological assistance.
Hmm. That does make me wonder. I do see a distinction there. If there is a distinction, that would be, you know, that would be it. But
they'd have to prove that.
Yeah, yes. They would have to prove it. And would a member of the press? I'm just trying to remember. I'm just trying to think of a reporter. You know, the ones that are wearing the fedora with a little thing and a little piece of paper in there that says yep. press in it, with their press pass right in their fedora. I'm just wondering if a person like that would, you know, say what information would be more and less interesting if it was leaked by, I don't know, a government whistleblower or something like that. Is that bad? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it is. Why should the government whistleblower not be able to collude with the press on what is leaked and what isn't?
Indeed. And by the way, no evidence was ever found that that had happened. And many in the DOJ did conclude, rightly so, that even such a collaboration theory of criminalization would endanger press freedoms because most investigative journalists do collaborate with their sources.
Okay.
As Northwestern journalism professor Dan Kennedy explained in The Guardian, quote, the problem is there's no meaningful distinction to be made. How did The Guardian equally not collude with WikiLeaks in obtaining the cables? How did The New York Times not collude with The Guardian when The Guardian gave The Times a copy of them following Assange's decision to cut The Times out of the latest document dump? For the matter, I don't see how any news organization can be said not to have colluded with a source when it receives leaked documents. Didn't The Times collude with Daniel Ellsberg when it received the Pentagon Papers from him? Yes, there are differences. Ellsberg had finished making copies long before he began working with the Times, whereas Assange may have goaded Manning. But does that really matter? Unquote. The dangers to all media outlets, says Greenwald from this theory, should have been crystal clear when Joe Lieberman and former Bush Attorney General Mike Mukasey argued that the New York Times itself should be prosecuted for publishing and reporting on WikiLeaks secret documents on the grounds that no meaningful distinction could be made between the New York Times and WikiLeaks. But criminalizing WikiLeaks' publication of documents is clearly part of what Pompeo, the current CIA director, is now planning. That's what he meant when he argued that, quote, administrations before have been too squeamish about going after these people, after some concept of this right to publish, unquote. He was criticizing the Obama Department of Justice for not prosecuting WikiLeaks.
The Obama administration, one of the least transparent presidencies.
Oh, yeah, they cracked down on leakers.
In the past century.
Right, so Pompeo's saying Obama didn't go far enough.
And I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to be that way with Trump. I suspect this Pompeo's got Trump's blessing on this. And, yes, there's going to be a war on the press for the next 3 years, people. Don't expect a freer country as we walk out of it.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. 3 years. You're suspecting it'll go down later? What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted
trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Talking about freedom of the press under attack again in the United States. Maybe it's going to get even worse. Mark, you have some dire predictions based on what this CIA Mike Pompeo is saying. He's making some pretty threatening remarks towards WikiLeaks and anybody else that would dare to reveal secrets of the U.S. government. He believes that will destroy the American way of life, because the American way of life has always been to kowtow to the state, right? To just bow down, kiss the state, the boot of the state, and do whatever it is that they're told.
No. The American way of life started with people who were so upset with their government that they were willing to shoot them center of mass, to drive a bayonet through them, and were lucky and successful when it came down to it. Those same people were so bitter at that government that they were willing, in less than a generation, to do it again. Then, about a generation later, some of those people decided that they didn't want to be in that government either, and were so angry at that government they were willing, again, to shoot them center of mass and drive them through with a bayonet.
But times have changed.
Yeah.
And the American people, and I don't think violence is the solution here. But
I'm just saying that the United States is full of people who are pretty anti-government at their roots.
Certainly in New Hampshire, there's a real sentiment that is pro-freedom, I think. The Granite Staters, the live free or die state, which is where we're broadcasting this show from. And, of course, we invite all libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving people to come here and actually have a chance at success, where we're concentrating libertarian activism. Meanwhile, we have to watch and be very saddened by what's going on in the national scene with the Trump administration CIA director openly threatening freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Pompeo saying that previous administrations have been, quote, too squeamish about going after these people. And what he means is WikiLeaks and anybody else who's like WikiLeaks. He says, and according to Glenn Greenwald at TheIntercept.com, Pompeo's criticizing the Obama Department of Justice for not prosecuting WikiLeaks for publishing secrets. And this is why Pompeo yesterday claimed, with no evidence, that WikiLeaks, quote, directed Chelsea Manning in her theft of specific secret information, unquote. He clearly intends to pursue prosecution of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange for publishing classified information. It has long been a dream of the far right, as well as hawkish Obama followers, to prosecute journalists and outlets that publish secret information based on this theory. As Newsweek noted in 2011, quote, Sarah Palin urged that Assange be, quote, pursued with the same urgency that we pursue Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. As the Weekly Standard's William Kristol wants the U.S. to, quote, use our various assets to harass, snatch, or neutralize Julian Assange and his collaborators. These people believe that Julian Assange is tantamount to Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden.
It's a threat to their power, so I suppose that he's worse.
He's a greater threat to their power.
Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein weren't going to do anything to people who are firmly entrenched in the United States government.
The same collaboration theory that Pompeo is advocating is what various Obama loyalists, such as MSNBC's Joy Reid, spent months hyping in order to justify the prosecution of the journalists, such as myself, this is Glenn Greenwald writing, who reported the Snowden materials, that we did not merely report them, but that we collaborated with our source. Her theory became the basis for her NBC colleague David Gregory asking if I should be prosecuted on the ground that I aided and abetted Snowden. This, the collaboration theory propounded back then by Bill Kristol and Joe Lieberman, and now by Mike Pompeo, is the mentality of people who do not understand, who do not practice, and who hate journalism, at least when it exposes the bad acts of the leaders they revere. Just as it's true of free speech abridgments, if you cheer for it and endorse it because the people targeted in the first instance are ones you dislike, then you are institutionalizing these abridgments and will be unable to resist them when they begin to be applied to people that you do like. And this is a rephrasing of the old classic Pastor Martin Niemöller passage from the 1940s, I think it was, World War II.
First they came for the trade unionists.
Then they came for the communists, and I was not a communist, then so I did not speak up.
And then they came for the Jews. And when they finally came for me, there's no one left to speak up for me.
Indeed. WikiLeaks now has a few friends in Washington. The right has long hated it for publishing secrets about Bush-era war crimes, while Democrats now despise them for its perceived role in helping defeat Hillary Clinton by exposing the secret corruption of the DNC. But the level of affection for WikiLeaks should have no bearing on how one responds to these press freedom threats from Donald Trump's CIA director. Criminalizing the publication of classified documents is wrong in itself and has the obvious potential to spread far beyond their initial target. Finally, he says, people who depict themselves as part of an anti-authoritarian resistance, let alone those who practice journalism, should be the first ones standing up to object to these creepy threats. The implication of Pompeo's threats are far more consequential than the question of who one likes or does not like.
I tend to agree with Glenn Greenwald on pretty much everything he writes.
Long piece, but, you know, very interesting and outrageous what's going on. And, of course, I completely agree. And here on Free Talk Live, we believe in freedom of the press. We exercise our right to freedom of the press. We do more than just get on the air and talk. You know, we actually go out in the world and do activism. I'll be out tomorrow at a trial for a state representative who is facing possible up to a year in jail for driving without government permission slips. We have documented actions of the government in the streets. You can see my videos over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. So we do more than just get on the radio and talk about stuff. We do more than that. But just our role of being on the radio, we want to allow anybody to call in about anything they want to discuss, whether that's, you know, bringing up some outrageous thing that the government has done that hasn't come across our desk, because, you know, we don't see everything. We don't know what all is happening out there. We have to rely on a lot of you to inform us about that. That's why our website allows you to actually create the content that you find there.
So more importantly, that's why we give out the telephone number every single segment so that you can call in and talk about it. 855-450-3733.
That's right. And we got a website that lets you submit content right there to the front page of the site. The other shows in talk radio, they all have their gatekeepers. They've got their phone screener that keep you out. You don't want to talk about what that talk show host wants to discuss? Sorry, you can't call in. If you don't agree with
you
the talk show host,
you'll just sit on hold or get
they'll
hung
drop
up on.
You off the line. They don't have time to sit you on hold like that. If you don't agree with the talk show host and he's not taking calls from people who disagree, sorry, you are not getting on the air. So it's very hard in a lot of cases to get through the gatekeepers of the mainstream media. And we don't, we've specifically designed this show to not have those gatekeepers on it. There is a call screener, but he's just going to ask you what's your name and where you're calling from.
You can lie about those things.
And what do you want to talk about? And that's it. And you don't have to go beyond two words. That's it. So keep it simple. That's something we've been doing here now for a long time. And you're welcome to join us. You're welcome to bring up anything that you want. Coming up, we do have the story about rape culture, Mark, that you've been wanting to discuss, about Mike Pence, who is the vice president. We'll get into that on the way. First, we've got Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ralph.
Okay, hello. Good evening to you indeed. Now, I don't need to explain to you what happened over the Easter holiday weekend over there in Cleveland, right? Because this
you're talking about the psychopath who shot an old man?
Right. Yeah. Wild, savage, and I would also describe this person avoiding using the A word because animals have conduct, as we obviously know that, okay? Wild, savage, subhuman individual, in the wake of what happened there, I need to ask a question here, right now and here, okay? When does black lives have value? But in this particular case, where does the black lives matter on this case? And when do they put value on black lives? Huh?
So are you saying the organization Black Lives Matter? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. I'm sure they would condemn this, would be my guess. I mean, I haven't asked them, but I'm sure that Black Lives Matter would condemn this murder.
That would be a nice thing, Mark. That would be a very nice thing. I mean, never mind what the white...
We don't need to contact somebody to ask them if this is a bad thing. Of course people who are sane are going to say this is a bad thing.
Right, and you don't hear it doesn't mean they haven't said it.
And when I'm taking on the black and the dysfunction of the black, it's because it's obvious even to you, white guilty, that they're their own worst enemy.
I can't even understand what you just said.
The Black Lives Matter is their own worst enemy.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it.
Oh, blacks generally are their own worst enemy. Okay. I think that more young black men are killed by young black men than anybody else. So, I think he's probably basing his claim on that. There seem to be a lot of ramifications from identity politics that
the guy who went into the movie theater was a white guy. Remember the shooting at the Colorado movie theater? I mean, there's all kinds of killers
there was
out there.
White guy that went into the church and killed the black people.
I mean, there's all kinds of psychopaths out there. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 on the way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.